One of the notably prevalent themes of the Seder is that of asking questions. While Manishtana is the most obvious example, the commentators explain many other parts of the Seder as purely serving as an impetus for children to ask questions. It's not only children, though, who are enjoined to question. The Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, says that if a man's child cannot ask questions, then he should ask his wife. And if he has no wife, he must ask himself questions. Even if two Talmidei Chachamim, Torah scholars, are sharing their Seder together, they should ask each other. So why is questioning such an integral part of the Seder night? The answer is as follows. The only way to learn is to question. A question creates a gap. It allows you to recognize your current limitations, to step outside the illusion that you already know everything. You can only learn something once you realize that you don't already understand it. That's why the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, says that you can only understand something if you were originally mistaken. Only by recognizing that you don't already know something can you then break it down, analyze it, and see it in a new way, thereby building a newer and deeper understanding. If you think you already fully understand something, you'll never allow for your mind to develop a new way of seeing it. Only by realizing a lack in your current understanding and perception can you then develop deeper paradigms. And the Seder night is the time of passing over our Masorah, our tradition and legacy. It's a night when we speak about emuna, faith, the meaning of being a Jew, our purpose in this world. In order to teach these lessons to our children and to ourselves in a deep and lasting way, we must encourage the Seder participants to ask questions, no matter the age or knowledge level. Because our Yetzer Hara, our evil inclination, convinces us that we're perfect, that we already know everything, and as such, there's no need to question. This pitfall is personified by Esav, who was born fully hairy, because hair represents the outermost expression of a grown human being. Esav projected the belief that he was completely developed, and therefore required no additional development. The name Esav itself is the word asui, meaning made or completed, perfect. Esav represents the illusion of being complete, perfect, not requiring any further work or growth. And our goal and mission as the Jewish people is to grow, to develop ourselves, to fulfill our potential. And on the Seder night, as we focus on who we can become, we therefore ask questions. We create holes that we then yearn to fill with additional knowledge, insight, and growth. So this Seder, let's be inspired to question, to ask why, how, who, when, where, to delve deeper into ourselves, who we are as a people, and our purpose and mission here in this world.